Okay, good evening, everybody. So last night we left off in the middle of Siv Katan Beis in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. Today we are doing Mem Hei Amid Beis, continuing in Simin Reish Ayin Aleph. So we had said yesterday that when you come home, you should eat right away, which really means you should say Kiddush right away. So we left off on the bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah, Kasav HaRambam. Kasav HaRambam Peruch Chavtes Mei Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Peruch Chavtes of Hilchos Shabbos, Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah LeKadosh Is Yom HaShabbos B'dvar Mitzvah Saseh Mida Oraisa, to be Mekade Shabbos using words, Shenemar, Zachar, Yom HaShabbos, Zakacho, Kolomar, which means to say, Zachrei, Zachiros, Shavach, V'Kiddush. This is all the Lashon of the Rambam, that on a Doraisa level, in order to be Yotzi, the Mitzvah of Kiddush, you just need to say something nice about Shabbos. Divrei Shavach, V'Kiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that even saying Shabbat HaTava, saying that Shabbos is good, or good Shabbos, might even be a fulfillment of the Mitzvah Doraisa of Kiddush. Umi Divrei Sofrim, there's a requirement that that zechira should be dafka on a kos shal yayin. And that's what Tosfos writes as well. The fact that you need to have a kos shal yayin when you say kiddush, that's only a din midrabanan. Midaraisa, you just need to say something good about Shabbos. So the requirement of doing it on a kos is only midrabanan. The kasva magen Avram. So the magen Avram says, ooh. So therefore, it turns out to the if all the Torah requires to be also the mitzvah of Kiddush on a Doraisa level is saying something nice about Shabbos, you did that in Maariv. So when you dive in Maariv, you're already Yotzei the mitzvah Doraisa of Kiddush. The Kiddush becomes Su'uda midrabanan. So the Kiddush that you're saying at your Su'uda, that's only midrabanan. And the Magen Avraham even has a raya from the Gemara that you yotzei kiddush midoraisa when you daven Maariv on Friday night. And therefore, two ramifications la'alacha to that idea. The fact that you're already yotzei kiddush midoraisa in shul, and that when you come home, you only have mitzvah midrabanan of kiddush that remains, al-kein, ramification number one is, therefore, im safik lo im kiddush olo, ein tzarech lachzor l'kaddish, tzfeket rabban l'kula. If you're not sure whether or not you said kiddush alakos, you don't remember, I don't know how a person wouldn't remember that, but let's say you were listening to someone else say Kiddush Alakos, and you're not sure if you were Yotzei with him, you're not sure if he's not Bikores, you're not sure, whatever your Sveikos are, in terms of whether you were Yotzei Kiddush, Safik Drabanan Lekula, so you'd be able to be Mekel, because it's only a Din Midrabanan at that point. And second ramification, Gam, that if you have a child who's Higiel Lechinuch, but he's under Bar Mitzvah, so he's only Chayvin Kiddush Midrabanan, Mitam Chinuch, so he can be motzi an adult who's already davened, because once the adult has already davened, he too is only chayiv midrabanan. So someone who's chayiv midrabanan can be motzi someone else who's chayiv midrabanan. V'ulam, however, the Mishmur says, I really don't like that psak. Yesh lefak bik b'zeh harbe. There's a lot to criticize about this. Because first of all, we know from Hilchos Kriyashma that there is a din called mitzvah shichs kavanah, that when it comes to mitzvah d'oraisa, you're only yotzei if you have kavanah to be yotzei. Stam, it's a good idea before you say the word Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu, Shema Echad in Shachris and Arvis, it's a good idea to pause for a moment and think to yourself, I'm having kavanah to be yotzei mitzvah d'oraisa, right? Because mitzvah shichos kavanah. So mistama ein midarachal mechavin lotzei mitzvah say d'zachar betfila. When you're davening Maariv on Friday night, you're having in mind that you're going to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush. Of course not. You're having in mind to be yotzei tefila, not to be yotzei kiddush. So if mitzvah shichos kavanah, and no one's having kavanah in Maariv to be yotzei the mitzvah of kiddush, well then even if it could count as kiddush, but if you're not having kavanah for it, it won't count as kiddush. And therefore, when you get home, you're still chayiv midoraisa in kiddush, so your child cannot be motzi you. And if you have a suffix, whether you said it or not, it's going to turn out to be a suffix doraisa. And says Mishmura, I know for sure you're not having kavanah to be yotzei kiddush and davening, because why would you? You know that you have a kos of yayin waiting for you at home. Wouldn't you want to be yotzei the mitzvah d'orais of kiddush when you could do it the best possible way with a kos of yayin? So of course you're not having in mind to be yotzei during davening. And he says, don't even get me started. There are a lot of reasons to not be happy about this idea that a katan shegiel chinuch could be motzi Tiyu Gadol Udav and Demariv. And he says, and that's why the Bir Halacha is so long on this page, because I talk all about this. Al Kain Yeshlum Noa Milatsiside Kiddush Ali De Katan, and therefore it is not a good idea to have a child say Kiddush for you. Vafilim Yizara Shamea Lomarimo Mila Bemila, Gamkin Nachonlum Noa Mizat. Not only that, even if you're going to say every word along with him, so you're not going to rely on him being motzi you, because you're going to say every word of Kiddush as he's saying it, still not a good idea. Unless you have your own kos. But if the child is the one with the kos and he's saying the Kiddush, even if you're repeating the words along with him, best that you say it over your own kos. And you should know the Kiddush on Yom Tov umidrabanan. The Kiddush on Yom Tov is midrabanan. But it has all the same dinim as Kiddush of Shabbos, that it needs to be ala kos and it needs to be makom suda and all of that. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday and you only have one kos, then better to save that kos for the Shabbos Kiddush, because the Shabbos Kiddush is a Kiddush Midaraisa, even though doing it ala kos is only drabanan, but the Kiddush is a Kiddush Midaraisa, whereas the Yom Tov Kiddush in its entirety is only, the entire Chiyuv is only Midrabanan, so better to use the kos for that. So let's see if Beis now. Noshim Chayovs Bekiddush Avapishu Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Grama, Pishu Mitzvah Sasei Atuliyah Bizman. Women are chayiv in Kiddush, even though it's a time-bound positive mitzvah. Well, I thought women are pater from mitzvah shazman grama. Mishum deiskish zachar l'shamer, because we have a hekish between zachar yom shabbos kacho and shomer yom shabbos kacho. Parshas Yisro and Parshas Veschanan. And shomer means the lo saseis, zachar means the mitzvah of Kiddush, at least maybe even more than that. So anyone who's chayiv in shomer yom shabbos, which is everybody, is also chayiv in zachar yom shabbos. So women hold the isnu b'shmira, isnu b'zechira. Since they're included in the mitzvah of shmira Shabbos, they're included in the mitzvah of zechira Shabbos as well. And therefore, they could be motzi men since they're chayiv min haTorah just like the men are. Sif katan gimel in the mishabur to iskish zachar l'shamar to zachar Shabbos kacho amr b'dibros harishonos to shomer Shabbos kacho amr b'dibros achronos. Parshas Yisro in the Aseres Dibros says zachar Shabbos Kacho. In parts of this, Chanan says, Shomer Shabbos Kacho, Shneim B'dibarach Lemru. And we assume that God was talking out of both sides of his mouth at the same time. He said them both at the same time. V'zachar Koyel Mitzvah Saseh De Kiddush. Zachar is talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush V'chanal. V'shomer Koyel Shmir Mi Malacha. And Shomer means don't do Malacha. Ukshem Shabbisr Malacha B'vadai Gam Nash Musarus. So just like we know for sure women are not allowed to do Lo Saseh on Shabbos, Malachas on Shabbos, the mitzvah saying chiluk means man grama means shein as man grama, because when it comes to losa says we don't care if it's time bound or not, women are just as obligated. So kain ba'asei de zachar gam nashim mitzuvos, so too with the asei of zachar women are mitzuva upashu to katan ein motzias he isha, and therefore a child can absolutely not be motzi a woman to loasi drabban and mapik daraisa, because someone who's chayv midrabban like a child cannot be motzi a woman who's chayv midaraisa, meaning a woman's chayv in kiddush is every bit as big as a man's chayv in kiddush. So just like a child can't be motzi a man, a child cannot be motzi a woman in Kiddush. Rachman al-Slan, sometimes you have a man dies young and he has a young almana with young children. So the almana is not comfortable saying Kiddush. So she wants her little boy to say Kiddush for her, her 11-year-old boy to say Kiddush for her. No, says Mishra Brura, you can't do that because she's chayv midaraisa, he's only chayv midarabanan. And then he goes even a step further. Even if he just turned bar mitzvah, you have to be choshish that maybe he doesn't have the simanei gadlus and he's not really chayiv in mitzvahs to bemil daraisa l'sam chinuch chazaka. Because when it comes to matters of a daraisa, we don't rely on the chazaka that every 13-year-old has shtei saros. The mikim shigil chal shon migil chal simanei saros. We don't necessarily make that assumption ad sheismalei zekano until we see that he's growing a beard already. So we know that then he obviously has shtei saros. Kamosh kasba chosh mishpat sim lamed hey v'lechein tkadishi shal atzma. And therefore, the woman should say the kiddush herself. If she doesn't know how, Tomar Imo, Mila Bemila, Miroshovi Atsofo, Velotkavin, let's say Spikidusho, that have the child say the Kiddush, and she should say word for word along with the kid. Ubof and Zek, even Shio Meres the Kiddush Beatzma, Nachon Shie Paso Yain, Munach Kamlefne, Beisa Kiddush. And therefore, if you're doing that, since she is saying the Kiddush herself, she should have her own cup of wine in front of her as she is reciting that Kiddush. Velotismo Kamashanaro Chesakoso. Pass beyond the given chain, the his Begidah Shalom. It's not enough that the kid has a kos of Yayin, because she's not being Yotze with his Kiddush. She's saying her own Kiddush. And that works even if he's very young, meaning even if he's below Chinuch, because she's saying the words herself, so she's not really relying on him other than to prompt her as to what the words are. And all this is only if the woman didn't daven Mariv. But if she daven Mariv, where according to the Magen Avraham, she was already Yotze Kiddush on the Doraisa level, like we already said. Then she could rely on the 13-year-old to be Motzi her in Kiddush. Sounds like not less than 13, but a 13-year-old to be Motzi her in Kiddush. That he should have Kavana to be Motzi her. Stam, if you have two people that want to say Kiddush simultaneously and be Motzi others at the same time, they shouldn't do that, because you can't hear two voices simultaneous to each other. We'll stop there. So what we learned tonight is, first of all, we said that here's my summary page. First of all, we said that since the Rambam holds that you're Yotze Kiddush Midaraisa with just words, and certainly with Mariv, so it means that Kiddush Alakos is only Midrabanan, and that has two ramifications. Number one, that if you're Mesupik, you're Yotze, because Savit Rabban Makula. And number two, if you davened Mariv, you could be Yotze with a Katan, because you're only Chayv Midrabanan. The Mishmur does not recommend being Yotze with a Katan, because you probably don't have Kavana to be Yotze Kiddush during Mariv. And then the second thing we said is that women are Chayiv and Kiddush Midaraisa, so a Katan, and even a 13-year-old can't be Motzi them unless the woman davened Mariv already. Now, if there is no husband, the woman should say Kiddush herself, or say word for word with the Katan and her own Kos of Yayin in front of her. Okay, so Bezrum, tomorrow we'll pick up with Sif Katan, Dalet, Hey, and Vav, and then we'll move on to Sif Gimel as well. Everyone have a wonderful evening.